Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
53172.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Gene, G-E-N-E, last name Stevens. S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S.
Thank you. And please verify your shipping address.
411 North Chicago Avenue, South Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53172.
All right. Thank you for that. I've located this account. This is for a meal planning app. May have been in part with a contest entry.
Yeah, right. Can you cancel my? I'm not gonna pay $50. I wasn't even trying to do that. They always do that bullshit. That's why I'm gonna stop doing that contest thing. I thought I paid for to get my free gift.
Okay. Yeah, it may have been in part with a contest entry. You pay the shipping and handling for a various prize that's offered. Well, it does have recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. I can offer you this at a discounted rate of $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that?
No, I don't want that. Then
all
I need
right,
to look
so
at, I look to, mm-hmm. I need to look deep more into this.
Yes, I do understand that. So I've canceled the account. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Can you email it to me?
It may generate automatically, but to be on the safe side, it'll be coming from the corporate office. It may take 24 to 48 hours for you to receive that email. Let me make sure that I have the correct email address here. All right, I have booche76@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
And I'm not going to get charged nothing, right?
Well, I do have the account canceled, and I have to say the cancellation number over this recorded line. That number is C920142421. Unfortunately, this is a valid charge. It goes through a verification process to ensure that there's no fraud. So I have you canceled.
That is fraud.
Further.
That is fraud. I will try to go to the next step to finish my order. That is fraud. I didn't want this.
Okay.
That's why I'm calling.
Yes, sir. If there was a way around it, I would definitely help you out. Unfortunately, because of the verification process, I'm not able to do that.
Well, I need to speak with the manager.
All right. So we all follow the same protocol.
Okay, I want to speak to the manager. Y'all scheming people.
Okay, 1 second.
So I take it I'm not going to get my free gift either, huh?
If you were offered that various prizes, my understanding is a contest entry, and they have a drawing every 2 weeks. I don't provide customer support for those items, only this meal plan.
Right, that was part of y'all. I feel that's a scheme. I try to go to the final step to my order, and they put this bullshit on there. So now you tell me I got to pay y'all $50? Hell no. That's a fucking scheme. I'm not doing that shit no more.
All right. All right. So let me get the account notated.
Yeah, I don't need anybody to help me how to eat better. I can eat better on my own.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Wow, that pissed me off. Like that's some scheming ass shit. Cause I'm pretty sure I ain't the only one that called. I'm supposed to be at $295 taking out my account, paying for the shipping for the supposedly free gift. They always doing this bullshit.
Okay. All right, so I'm gathering your information. I'll have you transferred over 1 minute, please.
They call my bank to stop it down. That's some scheming ass. I ain't doing that no more. That's my fault. I should never did that. And you tell me, I just put the damn order in. You see, supposedly signed up for it not even 5 minutes ago. That's some scheming ass shit.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and place you on hold. You may hear silence, a little music there. Please remain on the line, but thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.